The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
One more.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2930 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, Bishas, Booshas, Bustas, Hustlers, and Yahoos? It's your boy, Papa Swole, you're back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you as Power. It is sponsored by Everest and Kate 2, flexing on all you
fucking
The Welcome to the show. We got a nice little shade going on. Still issues with the lights. I might have to order some new ones. So it is what it is. You like to bang your ear holes more than look at my fucking face anyway. Thanks for being here. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe. We are live on Rumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole. Make sure you subscribe, hit the thumbs up button, and drop a comment down below. What are you smashing today? And of course, you can check out the podcast. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the only podcast to help you make sick fucking gains every single day. It's just the best pre-workout possible. Is it now? It's just the best pre-workout possible. All right, let's get into the episode. We got a couple announcements before we do. One, make sure you check out SwoleNormousX.com to get access to all of the private content for members, programs, yoga, meditation, masterclasses, Swole in 7 sessions, Swolga, instructional video library, everything. We have thousands of videos, recipes, elimination diet, everything to crush your 7 pillars. And of course, you could download your free copy of the 7 pillars over there at SwoleNormousX.com as well. And not just that, we got some awesome merch specials going on. We talked about it yesterday. We have the BOGO. The BOGO, the buy one, get one, 50% off. Wow. Is live again over at papaswolio.com. So check it out. You can save huge on anything. Mugs, you could get flags, you could do whatever you want over there. You buy two, you get two 50% off. You buy three, you get three 50% off. You buy four, you get four 50% off, and so on and so forth. Check it all out over at papaswolio.com. Today, your boy is rocking the I Identify as Non-Binary. This is a great new shirt.
Fuck yeah!
Great way to cover the nips and probably offend some people, but also make a lot of friends because obviously Brandon absolutely fucking blows.
Come on, man.
So go and check it out over there at papaswolio.com. That being said, let's summon the Falcon. Let's get the nut busted open. We're going to give away this swole card at the end of today's episode to one of you lucky beaches. So you drop this hashtag and you're going to find out what it is in just a few moments. Let's get today's party started. Falcon.
Thank you.
right, it's a fan favorite, hashtag Swole Season, for a chance to win today's Swole card, hashtag Swole Season, hashtag Swole Season. Now let's get into that tip. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, use that hashtag Swole Season for a chance to win today's Swole card. Again, we'll give it away at the end of today's episode. Now let's get into the first Swole Fam post. Before we get into the first one, I want to remind you all that Balls Deep for Summer release party Monday, May 27th, we got a major announcement. We'd like to get it. It's definitely not going to be ready, but we will be announcing something that we're working on Monday, May 27th. Very exciting times. We're going to do a bunch of releases, yoga, recipes, all that stuff, merch. So it's going to be an awesome, extra juicy release party with some major announcements. So make sure you're there Monday, May 27th, 12 noon Eastern time, Monday, May 27th, 12 noon Eastern time. Mark your calendars and be there for that. Let's get into the first post today. I'm going to kick it off with Eric. And Eric says, I've always wanted to post a before and after pic, but each time I haven't been sure I'm ready. This has been a few years work in progress. I could have done better if I was more strict, but I've tried my best to improve while keeping up with life. Working out has become my hobby, and as long as I can keep that going, I'm hoping to keep getting better. And I think you will, and that's absolutely fantastic. Wow. Good for you, bro. Good for you. That's awesome. Look at that waist. Look at your chest. Look at your traps. Looking good, bro. And you're getting some more sun, too. Good for you. Keep it up, bro. Keep it up, Eric. Eric's one of our longest, longtime members. I think Eric's been here since, like, the Periscope days. Superman, El Pedro El Superman, a.k.a. Pedrito, hashtag, this is a swole parent's life. Many folks make excuses. I have this, I have that. Ultimately, this is our path. This is our choice. Either we take them along for the ride or we make our time before or after family time. Self-care matters, swole fam. Happy Saturday. Now, don't be a beesh and go to the fucking gym. And this is a picture of Pedro in the gym with some little ones. Pedro has about 4% of his family in this picture. If you know, you know, but it's a great shot. And a lot of you work out with your little ones. And I think it's great that you train at home too, because they get to see you forge that discipline. We got a couple responses too from the Sunday accountability post. So we have a bunch of responses. You know, what is the Swole Fam promising to work on this week? How are we holding ourselves accountable? So we got a couple more responses I want to go through today. Christopher says, I joined a gym this week because it's cheaper than buying heavier weights. That's true, in the short term, at least. This week, my goal is to make it to the gym 4 days to learn how to use the machines and to start lifting heavier on the exercises where I've maxed out on our weights at home. That's a great option. Doesn't mean you can't have a home gym. You just might have, maybe you're doing mobility at home with those weights. Maybe you're doing specific workouts at home, or you can do certain things. You know what your limits are with the weights and the resistance that you can provide, and then use the gym for maybe the heavier equipment. Nothing wrong with that. Good for you. Jessica says, I'm going to work on more mobility and resting, setting an alarm to make sure I get to bed early enough to get some decent sleep, following Maximum Swole and focusing on perfecting form to avoid junk volume. And don't forget, perfect that intensity, right? The more intensity that you use going closer to failure, the less volume you're going to need. So good for you, and enjoy Maximum Swole. Mike says, Papa Swoleo, this week I'll be focusing on recovery by resetting my wake up and bedtime schedule to add in meditation using brain gains before bed daily. I will also be resetting my diet to help with my goal of 75 pounds more weight loss to qualify for my hip surgery. We'll be adding in even more protein and adding in more berries, etc. I have already shopped for the week to do so. My training sessions will be focused on volume. Okie dokie. All right, Mike, onwards and upwards. Progress, my man, progress. Robert says, food prepping, grass-fed beef, boiled eggs, and sweet potatoes for working while driving. Doing mobility at 4 a.m. before going to work at 5. Wow, good for you. Wow. Then hit the gym after a 10 to 12 hour day. No excuses. Absolutely none from Robert. Oof, 4 a.m. mobility. Respect. All right, let's get into a couple email responses. Fam, I know the podcast isn't enough. I'm only here a couple hours every single day, but some of you are real swole sluts and you're just hankering for more. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get on the email list. And please respond, because I love reading them on the show. We got two responses from the Don't Feel Like Training Today email. Leslie says, hey, Papa, feelings, they come and go. For instance, yesterday I felt like crap and had a fever, went to the doctor and was diagnosed with the flu again. So while I can't go to the physical gym, I can still get my sweat on. I came home hydrated, took a nap, then got up and mowed our 2-acre lawn. Today I'm doing some swollen sevens and working out with my front porch gym setup. Feelings, they come and they go, but fitness requires hard work and dedication. That ain't no lie. No lie. Leslie, no lie. Lisa Marie says, I hit my 40th workout at my new gym. You're counting. I like that. I got up at 4 a.m. to make it happen and now squatting 175 pounds without fear of getting stuck at the bottom. Sent from my pocket computer. I'm assuming your phone. Good for you. All right. Great emails. Great responses. Make sure you go to makeemailswollagain.com. Get on the email list. Now let's get into some college talk. Zoom in. Can you still see me? All right, live questions, ask Papa Swolio in the comments. We'll get to some live questions. And of course, if you want to call into the show, call in anytime, go to askpapaswolio.com and we'll get to your calls in an upcoming episode. Live questions, again, hashtag APS in the comments. First one's from Sylvester,
what's in the
JRSS.
Box?
Papa Swolio, what's the best way to cut? Eat less. Eat less than you require to maintenance. That's it. Only small amounts, a couple hundred calories, but you have to know what you're maintaining at. That way you know how to decrease your caloric intake. Focus on proper quality food, sleep, all that stuff, heavy weights. There's really no best way to cut, but you're not going to cut unless you have a caloric deficit and you are lifting weights and your body's requiring resources to take for your daily processes, right? For you want to have you want to kind of guide your body into tapping into those stored, the fat stores. And usually you're going to take those from where you put on last. So just be patient. You're not going to just like evenly cut everywhere. Some areas might start to lean out earlier than others. Super long essay from Dennis in the Telegram chat. Papa, you know, I know you've talked about this, but I'm confused. You say the body needs to be systematically rested in order to grow. You also say that heavy lifting with low reps is systemically less fatiguing compared to volume days and also more beneficial for my muscles. I'm saying it's not necessarily more beneficial, but it's just logical in science. But you also say that we shouldn't only lift heavy. I didn't say that. So if volume days are systematically more fatiguing and less beneficial, why do we have volume days at all? I don't understand. You always have volume. You always have volume. Volume is just how much you're doing, right? Volume is how many sets you're doing. Volume is how many reps you're doing. You want to create the stimulus. You're getting a few stimulating reps, maybe up to 5 at the end of any set. So the closer you go to failure, the more fatigue you're going to get. And if you're doing 15 or 20 reps in order to get to the final fatigue point, you're doing 3 times the amount of repetitions. You're doing a lot of like lifting up, down, up, down, up, down until you're getting to 20 reps. And then the last 20 to 25 is going to be those stimulating reps that are going to, you know, maybe force or give you the stimulus for your body to overload. So you want to create the stimulus. You want to subject your body to the stimulus with as little fatigue as possible. That way you can recover effectively for the next workout, both locally and systemically. Hopefully that answers your question. So some people like to do more volume. If you are newer to the gym, you're not going to be able to physically push to failure. And it might be too much for you. So either you have to decrease the volume and or you might do sub-failure sets, but you are going to have to do more sets in order to get those stimulating reps. So let's say the stimulating reps, let's just say blanket across is 5, the last 5. The higher reps you do, the more high rep sets you do, the closer, if you do high reps, the closer to failure you have to get because of the mechanical overload. If you're going heavier and doing 4 or 5 repetitions or 6 repetitions because of the increase in the load, let's say you're doing 20 reps, you might be curling 20 pounds, but if you're doing 5, 6 reps, you're curling 45 or 50 because of the overload. You don't need as many reps to get the stimulation because you're recruiting more motor units, et cetera, with the heavier weight. So higher volumes or higher rep ranges are going to require closer to failure to get the benefit. And you're going to incur more fatigue by doing so many more repetitions just to get to the stimulus. So if you're trying to build muscle, again, this is for muscle building. You want hypertrophy. Can you do higher volume sets? Yes, but you know it's very hard to recover from those workouts. If you do 20 sets, you're going to be super fucking sore. It's going to take you a long time to recover. And systemically, you might be blasted. You might be fatigued because if you're in an exhausted state, it doesn't matter if you train chest 5 days ago, you're not going to be growing anywhere just because your body is worn down. So you can do more volume, but understand that there's a trade-off for fatigue. And if you're not training as close to failure, you're going to need more sets to get those stimulating reps. And everyone's going to be a little bit different. And it's, of course, depends on your split and et cetera, and your recoverability. Some people can recover faster. So if you're making progress, stick to it, right? If you're making more progress or you're making good progress or you like doing certain things, I'm not here to tell you not to do it. If you're getting results and you're seeing a lot of progress, then keep it up, right? Don't change horses in midstream. If you're seeing progress, keep going. If you start to, you know, peter out and you're getting burnt out and you're exhausted and you're not seeing the progress, then you can reassess. Kara, have you ever done a plant-based diet in the past? If so, what it was like? Yes, and it sucked. It helped my acid reflux, but it had nothing to do with the reason why I had acid reflux. It had to do with the low-quality meats I was consuming and so on and so forth. So yeah, I did vegetarianism and veganism, and after a few months, yeah, my acid reflux went away, but I felt very weak. I was flat. I was hungry, like hangry all the time. So if you're wondering why you're not getting results or you feel like shit on a vegan or vegetarian diet, you're probably not getting quality, dense nutrition, which is just logical, makes logical sense. So get some grass-fed meat and some pastured eggs and some high-quality food in your nutrition. You're welcome, Dennis. Hopefully that answers your questions. So if it doesn't, you can follow up with that too. But good question. I appreciate the time you took to type all that out. J99 repeated 4 times. Do you use a pre-workout? Not with a stimulant, I should say. I'll have coffee earlier in the day, usually before noon. You don't want to drink coffee too close to bed, usually 10 or 12 hours. Some people are more sensitive to caffeine than others, and a lot of people don't think they're sensitive to caffeine, but they have trouble sleeping, and it's usually, part and parcel of that. So in terms of pre-workout, I recommend people, if you like elements of a pre-workout like citrulline malate or agmatine or beta-alanine, to buy the raw ingredients and mix them yourself so you're not using artificial sweeteners and flavorings. And unflavored is going to taste like shit, but you're there to get results. You're not there to enjoy a raspberry electric blue unicorn jizz lemonade pre-workout and have inflammation and diarrhea and stuff as a result of it. Brandon RQ, Papa Swolio, how long it takes to get results in the fucking gym? I never know what to say to these questions because there is no answer. That's such a vague thing. So I say it could be, what do you mean by results? And it could be forever. There are a lot of people that go to the gym all the time. I see them in the gym all the time. I don't go to a public gym anymore, but I'll see them training year after year after year, and they never change because they're doing the same old shit and they never actually push themselves. So it can take a long time. It could take forever. You can go to the gym all the time and never make progress. Just because you have a gym membership doesn't mean you're going to make progress. It depends on what you're doing in the gym and what you're doing outside the gym. And that's why you always have to do trial and error. And most people don't get results because they're not a student of their body. They don't actually care and they don't actually pay attention. They think just by going and doing a couple things, hey, I want to get abs. So I started running 5 miles a day. Good luck with that. You're not going to get anywhere. Right? Lurassic Park. That's a great name. How often do you eat spicy foods? I don't. If I use pepper, that's going to be spicy as fuck. And it can also cause a lot of gut issues and gut separation and inflammation. So some people are more sensitive, and a lot of, preference, genetics, culture. But you ask me if I do, and I don't. Monster in Law Rob, Papa Swolio, squats or deadlifts? Not a coherent question. So again, I like these, I like questions like this because then I get to let you all know what a good question is, because usually the question is going to give me an idea of where your thought process and all this. Squats or deadlifts, for what? For what? They both have their application. What are you trying to accomplish? You don't even have to do barbell squats. If you want to get big, you don't have to do barbell squats. You don't. You definitely don't. You don't have to do deadlifts. You don't. I think you should be doing hip hinges. I like RDLs. I like 45 degree weighted hypers. I do a lot with the hip hinge, but I haven't done standard deadlifts in a long time. Yet when I'm doing heavy hip bridges and stuff, and I go and I deadlift it, I haven't lost any of my deadlift strength. I just don't focus on that movement because it's a lot of overload, and I just don't think it's really necessary at all for hypertrophy. I've done deadlifts for so many years, so I'm no stranger to conventional deadlifts, real deadlifts, we should say. Just not required. Not required for mass. Some people love them. Fine. You could do them. But if you do them properly, right? You make sure you're doing them properly. But they're absolutely not required. But RDLs are fantastic. Good mornings are great. posterior chain exercise are fantastic, but deadlifts are just not required. So, you know, people can get all butthurt about that, but it's just depends on why you're doing the exercise. There's a lot of stuff out there. If you haven't noticed, you go to the gym, you see hundreds of pieces of equipment. Doesn't mean any of them, like it is what it is, right? An exercise is an exercise is an exercise. Anything the human body can do, the human body can do if it's overloaded properly. You'll see people doing Jefferson curls. Oh my God, they're going to hurt their back. Not if they're starting with lightweight and progressively overloading over time. If you just say, hey, I've never done a Jefferson curl, let me put 225 on the bar, you're going to fuck yourself up. You know? So there's really no bad exercise. It's just, what are you doing that exercise for? And are you doing it with intent and proper overload and progression over time? And end ranges of motion, like super range of motion mobility exercises, you know, like Jefferson curls or anything that you're going to like the end range and you're strengthening, really, it's real targeting the tendons and ligaments in a big way. You got to start very, very light and low volume and just build up from there. It takes a lot of time. And a lot of people hurt themselves when they're doing mobility work, like, you know, knees over toes lunges or sissy squats or Jefferson curls, because they don't realize how much longer it takes for connective tissue like tendons and ligaments to adapt. They get much less blood flow and much poor blood flow than the belly of the muscle. So you have to really progress slowly over time. Oh, there we go. Come on now.
I gave it a 10. And that's the way. I like it.
Nice. Nice. I should get that South Park soundboard. Nice. Jorge Diorio. Papa Solio, what do you think about steroids? I think they exist, and I think some people take them. There you have it. There's hundreds of different types of steroids. You talk about anabolic steroids. I don't care if someone does them. What I don't like is when people lie about it. And, you know, a lot of people think that things are achievable naturally that other people look. Some people take anabolic steroids and they look like shit. And some people take very little and they look great, or don't take any at all and they look great. So, you know, it's, I just don't care. I don't care. When someone lies, it's a whole different conversation. So, you know, usually you'll know if someone juices. One of the biggest things to tell if someone's lying is if they have like natty in their bio. It's like, why is that an identity? It's like having vegan in your bio. Who cares what you eat? I don't give a fuck. I'm a carnivore. I'm a natty. If you're blasting that out there, it's like, why are you trying so hard to convince people? It's just a weird thing. People create their identity around, I don't know. It's weird. I don't really care if people take them though. It doesn't do anything for me. They're taking it, not me. But what it does, it gives people a false sense of progress or a false sense of what's possible. If they said, yeah, I take this, that, and the other, and they were transparent, then people would be like, okay, but then it might encourage more people to take it. And I'm open to doing TRT. You know, I'm going to be 41. I'm starting to feel not like just more fatigue, but you know, I'm getting towards that point where I don't want to start losing a lot of muscle mass and then try to like take it in like my 50s and then try to, you know, bring up what, and try to get back what I could have maintained. You know, you get to that point where you want to kind of cross over when your testosterone starts dropping and you start doing TRT, but that's something between that person and their doctor, which it should be. You should be getting blood work and doing it properly, because just taking some stuff that someone has in the locker room is not a good idea. If any of you watching or listening, you know, if you're taking it or you have any thoughts on that, you could drop in the comments. Mark says if natty's in their bio, they're taking shit. And don't forget, you know, it depends on, it's kind of like, Papa, when am I going to see results? Okay. What do you mean by results? What do you mean about taking shit? Right. What does natty mean? You have to define that, because some people say that taking creatine is not natty. That's some people's belief. If you take any kind of supplement, you're not natty. Some people will say, I'm not taking anything. But in their head, they're like, I'm not taking test, but they're taking growth. They're taking SARMs. And I don't really know anything about SARMs, but like they're taking other things, you know, that really take them past their natural potential. So you have to keep that in mind. What do people define as natty, right? Okay. Any questions? Last chance for questions. If you're new to the show, hit the like button, subscribe, all that stuff. But we take questions every day and in the Knowledge Cog portion. So last chance to get some questions in. If we go balls deep and I see a couple in, sometimes there's a delay coming in at the buzzer. We'll get into them, but then we're going to go balls deep. Are you ready? Okie dokie. Let's go balls deep. All right, here we go. You know. Y'all already know.
That's deep.
All right, let's get into some ridiculous nonsense because you know it's out there. I'm not even bringing up my Twitter profile today because there's just too much stuff. Make sure you follow me on X at Solnormus, but let's get into a couple videos. Pick a number 1, 2, or 3. Let's get into a couple shitposts. 1, 2, or 3. Let's get a little America. Let's get some soundboards. Let's stretch out.
Now, once you've had sex with a woman, she will naturally start to depend on you. Okay? All women do this.
Let's get these soundboards going, shall we? Let's kick it off with positive charisma. The first one coming in. This one's titled Thinness and Obedience in my folder. Thinness and Obedience.
What's in the box?
Let's go with number 3. What we got here? Thinness and Obedience.
I have a great quote from Naomi Wolf that as a woman shook me to my core. A cultural fixation on women's thinness is not an obsession with female beauty, but an obsession with female obedience. Dieting is the most potent political sedative in women's history. A quietly mad population is a tractable one. By making us think we need to diet all the time, that we need to force our bodies into a way that our bodies don't want to be, is how we can be controlled. Think about the bandwidth that goes to food and diet and what your body looks like. This has been taught to us through magazines that have bodies of women that a very small population can naturally do. And in this moment of political upheaval, in this moment where our voices are more important than they have been in my 46 years, this is the moment to free up that bandwidth, to put it into the world and say, I am here, I exist, this is how I am, and use that beautiful you-ness to make change, to shake the political framework, to just have the energy to not be controlled and to be.
This just furthers my belief that women shouldn't vote. And we have a lot of women watching, and I'm just saying, like, a lot of you are like, I agree. But yeah, I'm just saying, like, holy shit, when you have people that are so emotionally driven by whatever ideological nonsense, you know, men are just attracted to someone who's healthy. And yeah, there's culture and there's different periods where, like, oh, you know, larger men or fat men were more attractive. It's like, well, fat men were wealthy, right? Or people that had enough money to not be starving to death were obviously, it was signs of success, right? A portly man was very wealthy because they had enough money for more food and they didn't have to work in the fields and stuff like that. But when you're ideologically driven and, you know, every decision you make is emotionally based, it's just not coherent because it's all about this weird sense of toxic compassion. And in reality, that just doesn't work. That just doesn't work. I understand a lot of this is you want everyone to be like, oh, utopia, flowers and rainbows and butterflies, but that's not how the world works. All right. We live in reality. Men are attracted to someone who doesn't speak nonsense. Men are attracted to people that look healthy, that are healthy mentally and are there to support a family unit. So that's what men want. And I posted something on my Twitter earlier, and it was just like I shared a picture and it was saying like men would want more, men are attracted more to, you know, a quiet, reserved, you know, nice woman more than like some arrogant girl boss or something like that. And it's like 1,000%. Men do not want alpha women. Like, that's not attractive. A woman with super masculine traits, right? And this is the problem with feminism, right? Men and women are no different. Women in the workplace, you know, you're just taxable. You're another a wage slave. So, and you're by entering the workforce rather than being a higher value female for successful men, you are diminishing your pool of applicants, so to speak, from the opposite sex. So, and this is usually a byproduct of women going through all this toxic feminism, which is really the toxicity, not the masculinity. It's all the hypocrisy and the projection. But over time, and then they become 46 years old, have 7 cats, and then hate the world because they were lied to and they were scammed, which is true. It sucks, but, you know, the signs were there. And unfortunately, we have going to have like multiple generations of women that are just fucking pissed and angry at the system. And guess what? They're out in the streets dyeing their hair, septum piercing the fuck out of their body and, you know, parading in the streets for Palestine, you know, some fucking country on the other side of the world, or Ukraine, and some sort of, you know, emotionally driven, nonsensical leftist prerogative that doesn't benefit them and just makes it worse. So anyway, nonsense. But it's definitely more evidence, you know, this is just generally why, more often than not, and this is in general, and forget about the voting thing, this is just in general why more women aren't in positions of power, because most women are not like that naturally. Most women are not like that. You're not full of testosterone. You don't have the same attributes as men to be disagreeable, to be in that type of power struggle. It's just not a feminine trait. So a lot of women are thrust into this situation from growing up in school and being indoctrinated by the state. And a lot of women grow up in this and then get to be 30, 40 years old and realize, oh, it was a scam. But they don't necessarily consciously think that. They just project their own angst and anxiety into the world. And you see it everywhere. You see it everywhere. All right, pick a number, one or two. One or two. Most women don't want soy boys, right?
What's in the
Most
box?
Women don't want soy boys. If you ask any woman who's being honest, they want a man. They want a fucking man. Okay, pick a number one or two. Let's go with Loretta number two. Motivator for fat liberation. And you might not like some of the things I say, but it's still true. Overwhelmingly true. Overwhelmingly true. It's just the overwhelming reality. And I'm not saying that some of you watching and listening, a lot of you ladies that are watching this show, yeah, you're super based. You understand my point. It's hyperbolic, but it's also on a large scale. It's like any kind of stereotype or, you know, the bell curve, the vast majority. Yeah, that's true. Right? The vast majority is just overwhelmingly true. It's not necessarily individually true. Make sense? You could still, both things can be true. Just because you have, like, you know, rare instances, but overwhelmingly it's true. Motivator for fat liberation. Motivator for fat liberation. And before we get to the next one, D. Crane, it's a great point. Women are nurturing emotional beings who desire the masculine counterpart. And again, I don't say this, because I think men are better than women. Quite the opposite. It's a perfect match. That's why we both exist. But why do you think women are nurturing and emotional? It's like, they're great. Women are much more like community-based. They're going to be amazing nurturers for the family and for children and for their social engagements. It's like, we need that. Men need that. We need that balance, right? That's the balance, and that's why the synergy works so well. Okay, motivator for fat liberation, which means an insane person. Here we go.
The biggest motivator for me as a plus size person when it comes to seeking fat liberation is hoping to spare all the fat children from the trauma of growing up fat. Fat, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's not an experience that you can really understand fully unless you've lived it, but it's traumatic. And looking at it from this adult perspective and thinking about the things I used to...
Hold on. You're going to call yourself an adult? If you're just listening... The fact that this person is saying, looking at it from an adult perspective, my dear, I don't know what the fuck you're smoking, but that color palette that's going on with your outfit in the room is, she's wearing cat ears. Everything is pink. You're not an adult. Nice septum piercing, by the way.
Think as a child that I was taught and conditioned to think. Sometimes it brings me to tears because it horrifies me that I know there's kids out there that feel the exact same way. Evil to dehumanize a child just because they're fat.
Because you had terrible parents does not make it untrue that being fat is unhealthy for you. I will say that if we actually ate real food as a society, like, it wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem. But these, again, individual people are projecting their own terrible upbringing. And I'm not saying that she didn't have, like, psychologically abusive parents or whatever it is. But how come a lot of people also didn't have that? Or a lot of people that did have psychologically abusive parents are not mentally deranged in this sense and have taken personal control, right? So certain people are just, like, susceptible, and they never take that responsibility. Like, what are you eating now? What are you doing now? You don't have to be fat. You don't have to be, again, the toxic compassion, like all the kids out there, everyone, all the kids, like, just what about you? What are you doing to improve yourself? You're still perpetuating this. You know, you don't have to be fat forever. Make your changes or don't, but like willfully not making change and then projecting your own insecurities. It's like, you're perpetuating this.
Teach them from a young age that no one will ever love them because they're fat.
Let children be fat without making them feel like they aren't human. They aren't even feeding themselves.
What? What? Okay. Okay. Okay.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Take a breath. We'll make it.
At no point,
we'll make it,
in your rambling, incoherent response,
okay,
were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, all right. We have one more. This one's called Mother's Day, so I think we're all going to punch ourselves in the nuts. Even if you don't have nuts, you're going to punch yourself in whatever you got, and then we'll do a throwback at the end of the episode. So a reminder, today's Swole Card is Swole Season. Make sure you use that hashtag Swole Season in the comments down below. And of course, Swole Fam, mark your calendars, because Monday, May 27th, we got major updates for the Balls Deep for Summer Release Party, Monday, May 27th at 12 noon Eastern Time. Very excited for that. Hashtag Swole Season. All right, last Balls Deep. Everyone's like, I'm good to go. Let me get out of here. I want to go to the gym. This one's called Mother's Day.
What's in the box?
Mother's Day, which was 2 days ago.
This Mother's Day is especially significant for me because it's the first Mother's Day that I am celebrating since coming out as trans and starting HRT. So it's kind of special.
Trans women are not women. Trans women are men with gender dysphoria and mental issues. So you're not a woman. What Mother's Day? Mother's Day. So you're pretending to be a woman. As in, Jesus Christ, these people are so fucking insane.
At church this Sunday morning, they gave all the moms carnations and letters saying Happy Mother's Day, and I was happy to be a recipient of one of those. I took it home and showed my daughter, and who was eight, and she said, but you're not a mom.
Based 8-year-old. Oh, my God. Based?
Well, I'll be damned.
Jesus Christ, that poor child. That poor fucking child. Gross. Yeah, it's hard to square the circle at a church, huh? All right.
Yeah, took it home and showed my daughter and
Jesus.
Who is eight.
Why is she a daughter? Maybe she's a little boy. Maybe we should get her on the fucking test. Okay.
And she said, but you're not a mom.
Based.
I said, well, yes, I am.
Nope.
She said, no, you're not.
Yep.
And the reason she said that is because my wife doesn't allow her to call me mom.
Oh my God. You know what a lot of this is just a gay man, right? That's happened many times, right? You have a family and then you come out as gay, but now it's just translating into, hey, I'm a woman, so give me more attention, right? But that's like a common trope, right? Or it happens, you know, and then you're like, hey, I'm actually really gay. I know we had a kid because, you know, men, you stick it in any kind of wormhole, like, you know, you can get the baby batter out. But a lot of men sometimes come out as gay after they have kids and stuff like that. And it could be a big deal. But it's pretty gross.
I'm known as parent. So not dad, not mom, just parent, which seems kind of makes me sad. I wish she would call me mom, but
you're not a woman. You're not a woman. Your poor child has to live and grow up with this fucking shit.
Doesn't. So I said to her, well, I'm a mom, whether you acknowledge that or not.
No, what you're doing is you're really fucking with your child's understanding of love. Like, your child's going to grow up being like, my dad is mentally insane, doesn't love me. Like, you're depriving your child. When you have kids, they are more important than you. I don't have kids yet, but I'm also not a retard. Like, I understand how this works. You know, is your responsibility to raise them and prepare them for life properly. What you're doing is this disgusting narcissistic behavior, and you're punishing and abusing your child. You are setting them up for just a lifetime of fucking just the poor kid. Use your imagination. Poor kid.
I'm still a mom.
You're not.
And to all those who are going through a similar situation, I see you. You are valid. If you are trans, female and have kids, you're a mom.
You're not. You're a man that has a severe mental illness. You're not a mom. Again, this is the left's drive to erase women. So stop voting Democrat. Stop voting for these insane fucking people. Stop voting for these people. Stop allowing these people to have positions of power. Stop going along with this. You know, it's really, it's not just like from the top down. It's not like, okay, you know, the government, obviously the Democratic Party is not what it, well, it is kind of what it always was, but it's been progressively more progressive and more left and obviously radicalized. Especially it's been amplified over the last few years. But what you need to do is stop facilitating this bullshit. You know, with the Boy Scouts now being like, you know, Boy Scouts allowing girls and, you know, all this nonsense, like, stop going along with it. People have to just like literally quit, right? All these girls, like, don't participate in sports. What blows my fucking mind is you have all these people like, oh, there's a boy competing with the girls. Just everyone, even the referees, like, everyone's a fucking huge pussy. Everyone's a huge pussy and just goes along with shit. Just stop. There's no race. There's no competition. All right. If everyone's like, no, fuck this, I'm not going along with it, then there's no race. There's no competition. What are you going to do? Arrest everyone, right? Yeah. Blame everyone. Everyone. If the referees, I mean, even at these schools, referees are going along with it. You're a huge pussy. You're part of the problem. Everyone that goes along with this insanity is part of the problem. And a lot of people are avoiding it because they avoid confrontation. Or, I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to happen. You are the problem. You're the reason why a lot of people are speaking up, but the ones that are going along with it, you are the problem. And again, you're the problem because, look, these insane people are going to exist and it's going to get worse. The food sucks. The economy sucks. Everything sucks. Social media is a fucking poison, right? There's benefits, there's pros and cons. But if you go along with this stuff, it's just going to get worse. You can't give an inch. And the problem is people have been giving miles and miles and miles. Just stop going along with it. Again, you going along with it, it's like, you know, when they say silence is right, when the leftists say silence is violence, that's stupid. They've never actually experienced real violence. They wouldn't say that. Silence is not violence. However, silence is, you are facilitating it. So you might think in your head, I don't agree with this. Then fucking do something. Stop being a huge pussy, because that's why it's continuing. Way too many weak people. Way too many weak people. But when you're dependent on the state, when you're dependent on a government job or a city job or something like that, when you're dependent on other people, this is why the government, and this is why this totalitarian push continues to eradicate small businesses and the family. Because if you are dependent on the state for your income, if you're dependent, if you're not a business owner, why do you think they've eradicated, you know, thousands and thousands of small businesses? Because when you have a business, when you have your own way of making money, then you can't be as easily controlled. So if you're dependent on, you know, the central bank digital currency, or if you're dependent on Biden's, you know, bullshit student loan absolving, you know, just sending just millions and millions of dollars around just to random people. And what you're doing is you have to go along. Otherwise you don't eat, right? If daddy government's feeding you, then you're just going to smile and wave and nod and, you know, keep on moving as the boot tightens around your neck. Right. So if you're going along with this, if you're not speaking up, then you're part of the problem. And it might not be a comfortable thing to think about, but it's true.
You're no less a mom than anyone else.
You have a fucking cock, dude. You're not a... Look, if I wear a dress and I tuck my dick, that doesn't make me a mom. You are no less of a mom. Absolutely. I'm just a fucking weird person. I'm a mentally deranged individual. If I want to put on a dress and play, you know, weird shit at home. And like, okay, fine. When you start going out into society and foisting this onto other people and reality and children, innocent fucking children, that's the most sinister stuff. Doing this shit with kids is the worst because they can't physically defend themselves. They can't psychologically defend themselves. So you are assaulting, you're psychologically destroying your child because you're just a selfish, narcissistic retard. You're just mentally deranged. Really, really creepy. It's not over
yet. Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
I see you. I see you. You are seen. What am I, a fucking ghost? Of course you see me. What are you talking about? You are seen. You exist. Yeah, last time I checked. You exist. Okie dokie.
Okay, so insist upon your identity. If you are a mom, you are valid. That is who.
If you're a mom, you're valid. What does that mean? Again, it doesn't mean anything. This deconstruction is bullshit. The language is important. If you're a mom, you're valid. Well, you're not a mom. You're a dude. What does it mean to be valid? Again, it doesn't mean anything. The intent, we know what the intent is, but it doesn't mean anything. It's supposed to be, you're valid. You exist. It's your truth. Well, your truth is also absolutely fucking insane and ass backwards. So there's that too. There's objective truth. There's reality. There's facts. But just because you have a thought in your head doesn't make it real.
You are. And I hope things change for me. But right now,
they've changed a lot, don't you think? You've already made yourself some kind of faux female adjacent weird cyborg. They've changed enough, methinks.
Well, that's just where my family is at. So from the bottom of my heart, I wish you all a happy and love-filled Mother's Day. Take care, my friends.
It puts the lotion on its skin. All right, well, that's just not right. That's... Well, let's give away today's swole card, and then we'll do a throwback. Hashtag swole sees. Jesus Christ. Falcon, let's go. Let's give this one away. Go be a man or a woman today. Like an actual woman or an actual man. You know what I'm saying? I mean. Oh, we got a winner today. It is in our... it is in our Daily Swole Telegram chat. Today's winner is Melissa. Congratulations, Melissa, to the main stage. Congratulations, Melissa. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com, 2930 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email, and we'll send you this swole card. And we'll take some soundboard requests. I hope you all are feeling a little bit more mentally centered. So that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like to be mentally ill. Go be sane. Go be logical. Go use some common sense today and go make some sick fucking gains and eat some steak. You know what I'm saying? And before you go, I have to subject you all to excessive cuteness. She wants her belly rubbed. Aww. churchy.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Fam, thank you so much for being here. We got a throwback. Let's do it. Here we go.
Not allowing a child to use puberty blockers is simply just transphobic.
What's wrong with you people?
Is that the actor from Hot Tub Time Machine?
Puberty blockers allows a child to kind of freeze, allows their look to freeze.
Okay, sounds healthy.
It gives them more time, essentially, to decide whether they want to go further with any medical transition.
Because kids know what the fuck is going on in their bodies and their lives.
At any point while using puberty blockers, a child can stop.
We choose truth over facts.
No, you can't stop. No, you can't reverse it. No, you can't undo these things. All right, let's just keep going.
And essentially just have the natural puberty that they would have, but a few years later.
But a lot of people,
you know, it seems like some people don't hit puberty until they get in their 20s.
Who the fuck hits puberty in their 20s? God, you cannot fix this kind of stupid.
She's a goner.
Oh my God. Yeah, who hits puberty in their 20s? No one. Send the asteroid, please, fam. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Check out all the links down below for the merch specials. Check it all out over at papasvolio.com. Buy one, get one 50%, and join the fam today over at swolormusx.com. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy Papa Swolio. Oh.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they said,